know I'm a lucky man, but I ain't sure why I am. 'Cause it ain't like anyone deserves the world in the palm of their hand. I've hit my knees, thankful as can be, but the one thing can't get over is how a guy like me, who's been fine with a three, winds up with a five-leaf clover. I spent many an hour when I was a kid looking for a four-leaf clover, because it was said to bring good luck. Little did I know the odds of finding one are about 10,000 to 1. And anyone that is looking through 9,999 three-leaf clovers to find an abnormal one are themselves abnormal. Yes, little did I know as a kid that to create luck for myself, I should have perhaps been, I don't know, learning a musical instrument or a language instead of looking through the dirt for a deformed plant. But no matter, I searched in the patches of grass and greenery around my house, but to no avail. All that I did is sting my hands on the nettles, which give not a shit of how many leaves they have, because their job is just to sting you. And every time I was stung, I would rub my fingers with a dock leaf, because as we all know, dock leaves alleviate the pain of stinging nettles. But now, of course, later in life, I learn this is bullshit. There is no scientific evidence that dock leaves reduce the sting of nettles at all. It's just a placebo effect. And it's working right now on millions of kids around the world. I know, right? Blows your mind. Your whole childhood was a lie. Everything they told you was a lie just to get you out of the house and appear to be doing something. And the ambition was slight anyway, because we were never told as kids there's a five-leaf clover as well. There is. And that one's a million to one shot. No one ever told me to look for the five-leaf clover. Even in my childhood fantasies, there was a glass ceiling. For no reason. We're just told what we need to hear, aren't we? To keep going. To maintain hope. It's the placebo effect, isn't it? We've all been stung by life, and here is the dock leaf that I'm giving you to make you feel better, even though it does fuck all. But I tell you what, if you stay in the game, who knows? You might find the jackpot. The best thing ever. The four-leaf clover. That's the best one. They never tell you about the five-leaf clover. They keep that to themselves. I did none of this shit with my kids. I told them how life is. Hunt not for the four-leaf clover, but for the nettles. Hunt for the nettles. Achieve the achievable. And keep achieving. Keep being stunned. And carry on. And if you carry on and don't give up, if you carry on and don't give up, well, there could be a six-leaf clover that nobody's ever thought about or seen before, waiting just for you.